The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Ed Funston of KILR in Estherville and Dale Wagner with the Sac Sun in Sac City. Ed, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, the House Judiciary Committee is holding another round of hearings today on impeachment. Do you think the Democrats have made a persuasive case for impeachment?
No, not at all. And my answer to your question is based upon the U.S. Constitution. The Constitution says that, impeachment can be for treason, bribery, high crimes, and misdemeanors. This president has not been has not committed any of them. And let me measure that then with previous impeachments. In the case of Clinton lying under oath to the grand jury, and Nixon cover up for a crime committed. Dale?
Yes. With all that attention on impeachment, what's the public not hearing about that we should be hearing about that Congress is working on?
USMCA, and I'll bet you within 24 hours there may be an announcement of an agreement. I wish I could say there is an agreement, but I can't, because there's got to be some bases covered before that announcement can be made, and those bases are not just in the United States. They're in the other two countries that are involved. But for the first time, very conclusive reasons to believe that, as opposed to speculation on we've got just two or three more things to work out, or last week it was one more thing to work out. And then in the meantime, a couple other things that were never issues came up that there had to be some sort of an agreement on. And just that back and forth caused me a week ago today to speak to the point that it looks like if we don't get an agreement by Friday, a week ago, in other words, Friday a week ago, can't get done this year. Now, if there's an agreement this year so the House can pass it, the Senate may not have time to pass it, but getting it through the House is a 900-pound gorilla. Once it's through the House, even if we do it in January or February, it'll be agreed to. Ed?
Senator, the Inspector General released his report today about the FBI surveillance of the Trump campaign. I was wondering if you had a chance to review that and if you had any thoughts on it.
It's 400 and some pages, and we are not through it yet. By we, I mean our staffs are also going through it. We have found 17 instances of where the FBI didn't follow law or make transparent to the FISA courts all the information that the FISA court ought to have to decide on surveillance of Carter Page. And beyond that, I haven't drawn any conclusions beyond that. So, Dale?
Yes. Senator, how concerned are you about agriculture's importance at the national level?
Well, there's two reasons that agriculture is important at the national level. I don't think this is really your question with the answer I'm going to give, and then I'll back up and answer your question. But it's very important, for one thing, from the old saying that we're only 9 meals away from a revolution. If you don't see this in the United States yet, but just the fact that you have food riots from time to time in other countries. So it's very 9 meals away from a revolution. Then social cohesion is a very important reason for having a good food program and good agriculture. The second one is taken off from what Napoleon said about an army marching on its appellee, but I could give you other reasons for modern armed services. It's very important for national security. Now, let me answer your question more directly instead of philosophically, and that would be to say that that only 2% of the people in this country produce the food for the other 98. And I think a lot of people don't realize food comes from farms. They think it comes from supermarkets. So it's very important to make sure that the 2% that are agriculture and the 4% of us in the United States that represent agriculture because it's our background, and for a lot of other reasons, to educate the other 98% and the other 96% of the senators about the importance of agriculture for the reasons I just gave you. And agriculture is not just the 2% of the people that farm. But I can't give you a figure, but just extend that out to the people that are involved in food processing and input into agriculture and the transportation of all that stuff. It's got a big impact on the entire economy. I can't even tell you, is the impact 25 or 40% of the Iowa economy? I would guess it's somewhere in between. But in some states, it's very, very important, like Iowa. And in some states, it's lesser important. But it's very, very important. Now, I forget whether that was Dale or Ed. So the next person, jump in.
All right, Senator, this is Ed. There appear to be reports that the there may be a movement toward a bipartisan drug pricing bill. Can you give us an update on that?
Yeah. It doesn't happen to be the one out of my committee, which is the one that would save a little over $100 billion. It would put a cap on the amount of money that people have to pay out of their own pocket for drugs. It would also reduce the price of drugs by limiting price year-over-year price increases to inflation and a lot of other things I won't go into. Now, that's the one that's going to make a big difference. But I'm not detracting from the bill you're asking me about, which came out of Senator Alexander's committee. And it's a very good bill. In fact, I'm hoping that that bill will be joined together with a bill out of my committee. Now, it looks to me like he has not only a bipartisan agreement, but he's got a bicameral agreement between the two houses. It could probably go pretty easy. I don't have such a bicameral agreement, but I do have a bipartisan agreement in the United States Senate. So we ought to be able to get ours through the Senate. The House Democrats are pushing a lot of the things I'm pushing, but they're going in some areas on price controls a lot further than I'm going, or our bipartisan agreement is going. So I don't have that bicameral agreement. So I don't know exactly where this leads us to, but I do have the support of the President of the United States supporting my plan based upon a press release they put out either Friday or Saturday. So I think I'm in pretty good shape if we can get my bill up, and it would be stronger if I could join Alexander's bill with my bill. And then the next person, I think it's Dale. You're the last one. That's the last question.
Okay. Senator, North Korea made some provocative statements over the weekend. Tell us where we're standing in that situation.
Very still. I don't like that because I was hoping Kim Jong-un would wake up to the fact that if he wasn't spending so much on defense, he'd do more for his people, but I don't know that he cares about his people. So not much is being accomplished. Now, the statements that you're referring to and the actions you're referring to over the weekend, if those are just promoted by Kim Jong-un with no influence from China, I don't worry about them. But if China is influencing what North Korea is doing, then it worries me very much.
Thank you, Ed and Dale, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.